of New York and the Seneca Nation of Indians that resolves a multi-year dispute between the state and the nation. Under the agreement that we are announcing today, the state of New York recognizes and reconfirms the exclusivity of Seneca casino operations in the Western New York region, and the Seneca Nation agrees to resume its payments and to make prorated repayments for past amounts that were in dispute. Let me just take a moment and talk to you about how this works. It was a complicated dispute, relatively simple solution, but I'll take just a moment. In dispute were approximately $630 million between the state and the nation, divided into about $560 million in payments from operations of the casinos that went to New York State and to the localities. In addition, about another $71 million in payments for services New York State provides, state police and regulatory services. Under the agreement today, the local governments in Buffalo, in Niagara Falls, and the Salamanca area will receive 100% of the repayment that they are owed. That's a share, 25% share. Seneca payments total $140 million to the localities. That breaks out as follows. Buffalo will receive its full share of $15.5 million. Salamanca area will receive Salamanca $34.5 million. And wait for it, the city of Niagara Falls, the Senator Paul Dyster, I apologize for the John Dyster, will receive $89 million. New York State and the Seneca Nation will equally split 75% of the remaining $560 million in past due payments from the Seneca casino operations in Buffalo, Niagara Falls, and Salamanca, and that totals approximately $408 million to the state of New York. The Seneca will retain $209 million. They will resume their ongoing payments to casino operations, from casino operations to the state and localities. That's about $135 million annually, and that will include the full 25% share going forward. The Seneca agreement with the state in terms of repayment is, as a result of this agreement, in good standing. The governor will support the exclusion of the Western New York region from the zone for any future commercial bidding for gaming in the gaming legislation. The state will enforce the Western New York exclusivity zone for casino gaming, and importantly, a new dispute resolution process will be put in place to deal amicably with future disagreements as they arise. The Seneca Nation itself recognizes the right of the existing video lottery facilities at the racetracks in Western New York to continue, and New York State's State Gaming Commission will take steps to enforce exclusivity rules in the marketing and operation of those casinos. Of those facilities. That's the general outlook of this. A couple of things. I just want to thank people on both the state side and the Seneca side on the state of New York. Rob Williams, our counsel. I want to thank Peter Cutler, who's here, for his hard work. Anthony Masiello as well, very helpful. Mike Militello, people that are present here. A number of the counselors we've had the opportunity to visit with, in addition to President Snyder, over the last several days, really. In New York, in Syracuse, in Albany, all over the state as these sessions went on. That includes Treasurer Rod Pierce, Councilors Christy Jamerson, Richard Nephew, Brian Gonzalez, Morris Abrams, Mike Williams, Kevin Printup, Linda Dockstader, and also the special counsel to the President, Martin Seneca. We thank all of them. None of this would be possible without Governor Cuomo's leadership in this matter. His leadership was direct. It was personal. It was daily, it was phone calls, it was meetings, it was drafting legislation, but more than that, it was always keeping his eye on what was best for the people of New York State, for the Seneca Nation of Indians. Getting past government dysfunction has been what he has stood for in Albany, and making this work for everyone around the table is what he has been doing. It's the third time in 30 days that we've done this with an Indian Nation dispute that the governor has resolved, and it's been an extraordinary thing to see the governor's leadership at work here in resolving this. With that, we'll hear from the governor, We're going to hear from the president. We will then hear from the legislator and the mayor and sign the agreement along with the council members and legislators.
Governor Cuomo. Thank you. Thank you very much. Howard Glaser is the director of state operations, and he and his team worked very hard on this agreement. Let's give them a round of applause and thank them. To President Snyder and the Tribal Council, this was a long-running disagreement, as you know. It was a legitimate disagreement from the Seneca's point of view. I always believed that there was they had a significant point, that the state had violated the agreement, and I believe they had a bona fide bone of contention with the state. It went on for a very long period of time. A lot of unnecessary hardship was endured by many parties. But I want to thank the president and the tribal council for the time they took, the attention they brought to the matter. We had a number of meetings. They were very attentive. They were open-minded, and we came to this resolution because of that open-mindedness. And I want to thank them for their professionalism and for their partnership in this endeavor and making today possible. Let's give President Snyder a round of applause and the Tribal Council. As governor, I have a very important relationship to me is the relationship I have with the state legislature. And on a matter like this, the members of the legislature were very much my partners in working through these matters, and they were very kind. You're going to hear from Senator George Maziarz in a second. We also have Senator Kathy Young, Senator Tim Kennedy, Assemblyperson Crystal Peoples-Stokes, Assemblyman John Cerretto, and Assemblyman Sean Ryan, who are here. And they were very helpful to me personally, and I would like to thank them and give them a round of applause. To Mayor Vecchiarella and Mayor Paul Dyster, I said to Mayor Dyster on one of the trips, I said, you know, what is the best way the state can help? And he said, it's very simple, resolve the Seneca conflict. Resolve the Seneca conflict. So I'm glad the state delivered for the city today, Mayor, and I want to thank you for all you've done. We know it's been difficult for the city. We know the finances have been difficult on a good day. And this placed an extraordinary pressure on the finances. And you've had all to do to stay afloat. And we know that. And we're sorry that you had to go through what you went through. But today you're being made whole for the past. And it's a new day tomorrow. And the partnership continues. You know, it's not very often that you get a win-win-win, and I think this is a win-win-win. It's a win for the local governments. As we said, the funds will be restored, so Niagara Falls and Salamanca and Buffalo, the funds they were counting on, the funds they budgeted on, will be restored, and going forward, the partnership is renewed. It's a win for the Seneca Territory and for the Tribal Council and the President. The casinos will be operating. The exclusivity will be honored. So as the state goes forward to consider a statewide gaming referendum, Western New York and the exclusivity for the Senecas will be honored. There will also be a continuity. People will know that there's a business continuity. We also spent time last night talking about just the positive energy that is generated when people are working together. Versus the negative energy when people are at odds. And the energy has been negative for too long, and this is now, I believe, going to change that energy. So we're all pulling in the same direction once again. So I believe it's a win for the Senecas, and it's a win for the people of the state of New York, writ large. This is hundreds of millions of dollars to the state in back money, and going forward, as the partnership is renewed, it will be additional revenue going forward. And the better the Senecas do, the better the local governments do, the better the people of the state of New York do. So it really is a win-win-win all across the board, and I feel good about that. And as you heard, this is the third situation that we have resolved like this. We had an analogous situation with the Oneidas in central New York and the Mohawks in the northern part of New York, north country of New York. The literally hundreds of millions of dollars had been lost to the state. And as this is now the third agreement we've reached, hundreds of millions of dollars will be restored. But even more than that, and we had a chance to chat about this last night, I spent 8 years in the federal government at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And during that time, HUD did a lot of work with Native Americans around the country. And I had the opportunity to really spend a lot of time with the Native Americans. And they are an important part of this country's history and heritage. They're an important part of this state's history and an important part of this state's present day. And that I could be a chief executive who played a role in restoring those relationships and honoring that history and that legacy. I'm proud to have played that role. And I'm proud of the partnership we forged, and I'm proud of what we're going to do going forward. So once again, I want to thank all the people who were involved, and many, many people were involved. And, you know, it's easy to continue a dispute. Once things go bad and people are fighting, it's sort of easy to keep fighting. It's hard to stop, and it's hard to change the behavior, and it's hard to find the path of compromise and the path of peace. And it took sober minds and open minds and gracious personalities to do that. And that was the president and the tribal council and many of the people who were involved. So I want to thank them all. I want to congratulate Niagara Falls because you're back in business big time. And the Senecas and Salamanca and the city of Buffalo. So congratulations to all of you. With that, I'll turn it over to President Snyder. Thank you.
That's a hard one to follow. Again, Nelly Scano, and good afternoon. I know it's been a little time since we were up in Niagara Falls. I talked with the mayor not too long ago about the issues that we're talking about today. And I'm very thankful that we're able to overcome a lot of the obstacles and come up with some kind of equitable agreement, both for the state of New York, Seneca Nation, and also the local municipalities. And I want to thank the Governor Cuomo, for being here. And he told me in the back as we were talking, he says, you called me a bully, didn't you? I said, Governor, if somebody called me a bully, it would be a compliment. I apologize for that. On behalf of the Seneca Nation and the Tribal Council, if I could have the Tribal Councilors that are here, we just had a meeting prior, but if they're here, some of the Tribal Councilors, I think you should recognize the fact they put a lot of time into this effort here. We came down with equitable time. Over here, stand up. Thank you. And also to Treasurer Rodney Pierce and our clerk, Geraldine Huff, we again thank you, and welcome to Niagara Falls. In 2002, the Seneca Nation signed a gaming compact with the state of New York under the Federal Indian Gaming Regulatory Act. That historic compact required the nation and the state to cooperate in the establishment of three casino facilities, which included offerings typical to what you would have in Las Vegas-style casinos. And we have been very successful in building a billion-dollar gaming business right here in Western New York with the Seneca Niagara and Allegheny casinos and Buffalo Creek. In the process, we have created thousands of jobs for Senecas and non-Senecas alike and have become an important business partner for several of the local vendors. Small and large companies supporting thousands of additional jobs in the local economy. However, it's certainly no secret that Seneca Nation and the state of New York had a difference as to compliance with the terms and conditions of our agreement. And today I'm pleased to announce that we have come to terms with the state to resolve our disagreements. While this is not a problem Governor Cuomo created, he acknowledged a very serious situation and has worked with the nation to solve the problem. On behalf of the Seneca Nation, we appreciate the governor's continued commitment to the economic revitalization of Western New York and recognizing the Seneca Nation's gaming enterprise as an important component for continuation of our regional growth and transformation. I stand here committed to uphold the terms of our gaming compact, protect my nation's sovereign rights, and continue to grow our gaming business, and to have ever presence in my mind and actions for the future generations to come. We always relate to the seven generations of our Seneca people. You know, it's a historic day for us. I think it's a historic day for the governor, for the state of New York. That again, we can work together. As I related to the governor last night as we talked in his office, I think one of our biggest downfalls between the two sovereigns is communication. I think if there's more communication between the nation and the state of New York, a lot of these things would not happen. And hopefully in the future, we will sit down more regularly and talk about the issues that we have, not only with the gaming compacts, but all the issues that we might have that we can rectify or at least be heard in the state office buildings up in Albany. With that, I thank the governor. I thank his staff. My staff, Chris Carnes, his staff, and all the people involved work day and night. As the governor, they've called us. Chris called me at 10 o'clock at night and said, "Chris, go to bed." But he would call me and say, "Here's the issue we got. Can we deal with it? What should we do?" So we go back and forth. It was so important to us to get a foothold of who we are and where we want to be. And I think this arbitration part of it is going to be put behind us. We can move forward as two sovereigns and get a lot of our business done. So with that, I thank the governor, his staff, and all the people of the state of New York, especially the mayor here, especially my friend, Senator here, worked very hard on all these issues. Senator Masiello, all the people here. We get many Yahweh from the Seneca Nation, the Tribal Council of the Seneca Nation, and the people of the Seneca Nation. Let's move forward. Thank you.
Now we'll hear from Senator George Maziores.
Thank you very much, Governor, and certainly welcome to Niagara County, Niagara Falls, President Snyder. Thank you very much. I do want to say that last night, very, very late last night, it seemed like we were well on our way to an agreement. And this morning when I walked into my office, the first thing my administrative assistant said was, "The governor's on the phone. He wants to talk to you immediately." I took that as a bad sign, but it wasn't a bad sign. Governor, I want to thank you. Number one, the governor and his staff, led by Howard Glazer, the first and foremost priority going into these negotiations was that the local governments would be held harmless, would be made whole, regardless of whatever agreement that the state made. And what that means to the city of Niagara Falls and the future of the city of Niagara Falls is so very important. Also to Salamanca and Buffalo, I don't want to forget our friends down there. But on the way here in the car, I was telling the governor about how in 2002, Joe Ruffalo, the CEO of Niagara Falls Memorial Medical Center, who is sitting out here today, took me on a tour of the behavioral health unit. At the time, it was called the mental health unit of Niagara Falls Memorial Medical Center, the primary health care for indigent, low-income people here in Western Niagara County. And that behavioral health, that mental health unit had not been refurbished, the walls hadn't been painted, to be honest with you, in over 20 years. And he said, if we can share, in the local share of the casino revenue money, the first thing that we are going to do is rehab this particular unit. Well, today, because of the local share of the casino revenue money, and because Joe has been able to hold on for the last 3 years, people who have almost nobody to fend for them, people who are viewed at as being almost outside the norm of society, are well taken care of at that hospital. Cynthia Bianco is here today, the superintendent of the Niagara Falls City School District. The Niagara Falls City School District gets a portion of the local share of this casino revenue money, and they have allocated that portion towards their capital improvements. There are better schools today, better buildings today, better equipment today, better technology today in the Niagara Falls City school systems because of the local share of casino revenue money that is now flowing once again to the city of Niagara Falls. Governor, I want to thank you, and particularly Howard Glazer, who was the lead negotiator here on these agreements. They always kept what was the best interest. If the state violated the compact, the state would pay the price, not the localities. That was extremely important going in. Certainly, my good friend, President Snyder, I didn't tell the two of you this, but sometimes they would both call me up and have some very nice things to say about each other. And I always transferred that message to the other one. So, again, Governor and President Snyder, thank you very much. And we want you to come back to Niagara Falls. As I said to the governor, again, driving over here, it's 85 degrees every day of the year here in the city of Niagara Falls. And you came on the one day that it rained. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you.
President
thank
Snyder.
You. And now, my good friend, our host mayor, who's done an extraordinary job, talk about leadership. He's had a really, really difficult time over the past few years, but he brought his city through it, and we applaud him for it, Mayor Paul Deister.
Those are all my staff that are giving me the standing ovation, so... Actually, one of them is an elected official. I want to acknowledge two of our council members that are here today, Councilman Charles Walker and Councilwoman Kristen Grandinetti. Without their help and the help of all of our city council, I don't know how we would have gotten through this period. Every single person who works for the city of Niagara Falls in any capacity has really, I think, you know, pulled up their bootstraps and tried to do what they could do with less in order to get us through this period. But two people that are my partners in keeping the train on the tracks, I absolutely have to acknowledge. That's our city administrator, Donna Owens, and our city controller, Maria Brown. Yeah, I know you're a big supporter of women's rights, Governor. I found often the best man for the job is a woman. That's often the case. I want to thank, one person in particular. His name got mentioned already by Howard Glazer, and I know Howard has played an absolutely fantastic role in this and a very sophisticated, intricate process here that he's guided us all through. But he mentioned the name of a fellow by the name of Rob Williams, who works in, I think it's room 258 on the second floor there in the executive office building. And we've burned up each other's cell phones over the course of about a year or something like that. I sent him a text and asked him if he was on his way here to take a bow, and he said, no, I'm working late tonight. I still have stuff to finish, legislative bill draft and so on. But I wanted Howard to put in a plug for Rob. I said I would, and, you know, the little folks that get the work done sometimes don't get the credit, but you got some fantastic people working for you, Governor. Finally, I want to thank the people of the city of Niagara Falls. When you think of what role the city of Niagara Falls played in all of this, we said all along, you know, we've got great relations with the governor's office. We've got great relations with the Seneca Nation of Indians, and it hurts us to see our friends fighting, right? And so we tried to play whatever role we could to facilitate a negotiated settlement. We know that there was an arbitration process underway that would bring about some kind of result eventually, but that's not the way that two great peoples want to resolve their differences. And how much wonderful it is for us all to be able to sit here today. I'm sitting here next to the president of the Seneca Nation of Indians and the governor that I so much admire. And, you know, this is one of the great, happiest days of my life, and I'm sure all of the people of the city of Niagara Falls. Thank you, people of the city of Niagara Falls, for your patience, for your faith, for your confidence to continue to allow us here in the city of Niagara Falls to promote a negotiated settlement. You know, thank you for not going crazy and creating some sort of weird scene that could have put these negotiations off the tracks, right? So every one of the, I think we might still have barely 50,000, I'm not sure, people here in the city of Niagara Falls, thank you to you. Finally, Finally, Governor, when we presented the Buffalo Billion Plan to you from the Regional Economic Development Council, I told you that as mayor of the city of Niagara Falls, I was acutely aware that this very famous city with its great natural wonder was never going to play an insignificant role in economic revitalization of Western New York. We were either going to be an engine pulling things forward or an anchor holding things back. Having this dispute resolved means that the city of Niagara Falls now moves to the forefront and is going to be among your most eager and effective partners in the revitalization of Western New York. And thank you, Governor, for the interest that you've shown in reversing decades of decline here in Western New York. It's time to hit the fast-forward button.
Thank you. Here, here. Congratulations. Give him another round of applause, Mayor Paul Dyske. Now, the only thing left now is the signing